Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Joining us as he does each week at this time, and we think you always get to win when you hear from him, whether it's today with the buy of the week or tomorrow with the sell of the week, it's Charles Rotblat, editor of AAII Journal, author of Better Good Than Lucky, the guest of the week each and every week because he is the only one who joins us twice. So he'll be here tomorrow with the sell of the week, today the buy of the week. And if you want to know more about how AAII works, anything you hear that we discuss, etc., you want to learn more about the journal or his book? Well, AAII.com for the American Association of Individual Investors. He's on Twitter as well, at Charles R. AAII. Charles Rotblat, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Our buy of the week is...
Foot Locker.
And here we are with Foot Locker, which is ticker symbol FL, right?
It is FL.
Ticker symbol FL, a really well-known brand. Is it back to school time and that kind of thing? Or is it something more that's making Foot Locker stand out as retailers go? Because we haven't heard a lot about solid retailers lately.
You haven't, and Foot Locker has been around for a very long time. It's actually a stock that has popped up from time to time on our screens for the Stock Superstars report. We haven't added it to the portfolio, but we've seen it shown up on those screens. I also saw it show up on our earnings estimate screen. And the reason why is the company just had some really good earnings. Second quarter, they saw same-store sales rise 7%. They saw revenues overall rise 12.9%. Earnings on an adjusted basis rose 39 cents to 64 cents per share. If we look at it on a GAAP basis, on a generally accepted accounting principles basis, earnings rose by the same amount. And they're doing a lot of things within the stores. They're working on their strategy. They're getting better about educating their sales reps. Their sales reps are getting better about suggesting add-ons. So this really is a case where they're managing the company better. They are working with vendors. Curiously, even though we are in the midst of summertime when there isn't a lot of basketball being played, except for perhaps on outdoor courts, they did see a lot of strength in their basketball shoes. Particularly, they said the Jordan line, the infamous Air Jordan shoes that have been out for probably about 30 years now, that brand, that cachet is still carrying through. They're also seeing strength in running shoes. And what's interesting about Foot Locker is here in the States, we think one thing, those black and white jerseys that the salespeople wear. But they are international. They recently bought out a store called Runners Point in Germany, a German running store. They operate Foot Action. They operate Champs. And they actually have stores in Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. So this is a company where we're seeing margins rising. We're seeing good sales and earnings growth. And the expectations are that they're going to continue this growth. So even though it's in a mature industry, it's a store that's been around for a long time, there's still reason to believe this company is doing well given its trends in terms of margins, in terms of rising sales, and in terms of what it's doing to propel future growth.
Well, those expectations that you talk about, because, you know, expectations can come from a lot of places. Is this the company giving guidance, or is this the people who follow the company saying, as you have said, I really like what I see here?
You know, it's both. The company's talking about how they're actually changing things and how they're doing things better, and you definitely see that in the margins. But what's interesting is after the company recently reported its earnings, we've seen all 18 analysts increase their fiscal 2015 estimates by 13 cents to $3.43 per share. What's interesting is, so you have this huge upward revision in earnings estimates, but Foot Locker only beat second quarter estimates by a penny. So this is a case where analysts looked at the second quarter beat, factored it in, and then added a lot of upside on top of it. So the analysts themselves are being more optimistic about the company and more optimistic than recent results suggested they would be otherwise. They're actually thinking that things are going to improve. And obviously with Foot Locker, if we do see the European economy get better, that could provide additional upside in terms of earnings and therefore the stock price.
We talk about this company being a mature company in that it's been around for a while. That usually means there's a dividend. How does the dividend stack up?
It yields 1.6%, which is about even with the market. If you look at the U.S. Dow Jones Index, which is an ETF holding the 1,200 largest stocks, that's yielding about 1.7%. So you are getting a yield, not particularly special yield, but it's within line with what you could get from the broader market.
And what kind of upside? The most important question, I think, for most of our audience, what kind of upside is it that makes you say this is the buy of the week?
Well, Foot Locker's trading at a PE of 17.3. That compares to the retail apparel median of 19.9. Their gross margins are a little bit below the industry median, but their operating margins are higher. And I do think you need to take into consideration that Foot Locker is selling athletic shoes versus, say, jeans or sweaters or suits. So there's a little difference in the margins, but I do think given this company's growth and given its trends, I don't see a reason why it should trade for a discount relative to the apparel industry median. So therefore, I think you could see 15% upside in the stock price, and I think if it hits that level, stop and reevaluate the stock and see if growth estimates are continuing to be revised upwards.
Do you have a time horizon on that potential 15%?
Well, I think we're probably looking at 6 to 12 months. The stock has a nice upward trend, and if that trend continues, we could certainly see people getting into it. Certainly since mid-August, we've seen the stock make a pretty nice move upward, so momentum traders are watching it. But I do think, given the company's performance and given that I have seen the stock pop up on screens for a while now, that we could see the stock continue to rise. So I would say 6 to 12 months is probably a good time frame, but if momentum traders get involved, it could actually hit that target sooner than later.
Well, we will see whether or not it does, but again, a 15% upside in 6 to 12 months. Reevaluate if it gets to where it's gotten to the industry median. That's a PE of just under 20. Foot Locker has a PE of 17.3. So it's Foot Locker, ticker symbol FL, the buy of the week. Charles Rothblatt, of course, is the guest of the week. He'll be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to it.
I do as well.
Remember, if you want more information on what Charles does or what the American Association of Individual Investors does, that's AAII.com. And you can follow Charles on Twitter. He's at CharlesRAAII.com. Up next on the September 2nd edition of Money Life, the first of two big interviews. Don't miss it. We're living the Money Life, and we'll be right back with more.